give us to collaborate as one united front in this quarter of prayer. For some of us, we've never prayed like this before. We've never even thought to pray 1 hour a day, which I believe is the bare minimum for those of us who call ourselves intercessors. If you are a prophet, you should be, you know, in the realm of the spirit at least 1 hour a day in prayer, that is. And just a believer, period. We should make it a priority to pray at least once, 1 hour a day. And I believe the Lord will give our leader to do this because he is strengthening us to build what he has given us to do. He's strengthening us to build what he has entrusted us to do in his kingdom. And so before we pray, I want us to understand why we are praying for strength. One of my favorite books in the Word of the Lord is Nehemiah. And I read Nehemiah 4, which is where the Lord took me to, 4, starting at the first verse. And it says, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews." Verse 2 says, "And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, 'What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?'" Verse 3 says, "Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, 'Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.'" Verse 4 says, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity." Verse 5, "And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from them thee. I'm sorry, from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders." And this is the verse that captivated me, verse 6. It says, "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work." The people had a mind to work. It was that part that really captivated me. And that verse, it wasn't so much about the construction necessarily, right? Because they're building, they're rebuilding some ruin, something that was ruined and something that they did not have, they weren't responsible for. But it wasn't, this verse here wasn't so much about the construction. It was about the capacity of the people, the internal capacity of the people. The people were building while tired, I'm sure. They were building while being opposed. They were building while being talked about. They were building while managing fear and responsibility. And yet the scripture does not say they had perfect conditions. No, it gives indication that their whole hearts were in what they were doing. Despite what was going on, despite how they felt, despite how emotional they may have been, their whole hearts were in what they were doing. They had a mind to build. Scripture tells us, "Let this mind be in me, which is also in you, which is also in Christ Jesus," right? You want to think on things above and not beneath. So I'm quite sure that they had to intentionally blot out their own, you know, thoughts concerning where they were and think above. Think in a divine perspective. Think assignment. Think unity. Think collaboration. Think the thoughts of God. What does that tell us? That tells us something very important. It tells us that God measures strength different than we do. We measure strength in a way where we think strength means never being tired, or strength means you know, never feeling, you know, strong, if you will. But God says strength is continuing while tired. We think strength means having no pressure, but God is saying strength is remaining steady under pressure. So throughout this initiative, throughout the time we've started 60 for 60, if you've been feeling stretched, if you felt the weight of responsibility in a way that you've never felt before, if you felt sacrifice in a way that you've never felt before, if you felt like your capacity was being tested, you're not failing, okay? What are you doing? You're building. You're building. I'm in a season now in alignment where I have a personal trainer when I go work out now. And my personal trainer on the first night, this is the first time I've ever worked with a personal trainer. He said to me, there's a difference when working out for transformation in your body and working out for strength. He says, I'm solid where I am, right? You're clearly a lot smaller than I am. But me being as solid as I am, of course, people would think that I'm stronger, but that does not necessarily mean the case. You know, if you're building for strength, which is what we're working on, you very well can be very much stronger than I am, regardless of how you look and how I look. If you're feeling what you're feeling, you're being strengthened. But here's what happens in building seasons. The enemy, I found this out, he's rarely going to attack the vision directly itself. What he's going to attack is your focus. He's going to attack your emotions. He's going to attack your energy. He's going to attack your endurance. He's going to attack your perseverance. He's going to attack anything that's going to keep you from building. And so he'll send things like discouragement, subtly though, right? Mental fatigue, emotional depletion. A lot of times we get distracted and we feel like the things that we're being distracted in are things of urgency. You know, things that our children are doing, things that our spouses are doing, things that are going on at our job that's keeping us from being focused in a solemn assembly. This is what the enemy will do. Because if he can't stop the assignment, he'll try to exhaust the builder. So this morning, we're not asking God for something new. Mm-mm. What we are asking him to strengthen it to do is strengthen us to finish what he already spoke. To finish what he's given us to start. We're praying for spiritual stamina. We're praying for emotional stability. We're praying for mental clarity. We're praying for physical endurance, because what's on the other side of this initiative, we're going to need all of the strength that we can get. He's preparing us for something. Okay, the kind of strength that sustains builders. So I want you to posture yourself in a different way this morning and here on out as we pray. And I want you to think with thoughts of strength. Think with thoughts of divine strength. Strength that you can't give yourself. Strength you can only get from God. How do we get it? We have to have a mind to work. We have to have a mind to build. Father, we enter your presence with reverence this morning, and we say, God, that you are not just our helper. You are the source. You are our source, Father. You are the one who never grows tired. You are the one who never sleeps. You are the one whose strength never fluctuates. And we, hallelujah, slow ourselves down this morning, Father. We quiet our minds, Father, and we settle our spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not rushing through, Father God, this initiative, this solemn assembly. We're not rushing through, Father God, our consecration. Father, we are abiding in you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you are the strength of our life. We declare it today. We declare it to be so, that you are the keeper of our peace. You are the sustainer of our souls. In the name of Jesus, we declare right now, Father, that we shift, God, from activity to awareness in Jesus' name. We shift from responsibility to reliance in the name of the Lord. We shift right now, Father, from pressure into the presence of God in Jesus' name. And Father, we acknowledge you here. Father, we come before you acknowledging that you are the source of our strength. Hallelujah. Not our schedules, not, hallelujah, our own man-made disciplines, Father, our own man-made wisdom, our own man-made intellect in the name of Jesus, not our personality, Father, but you are the source of our strength. Your word says, Father God, hallelujah, that you, Father God, are the strength of our life, Father, and we reconnect to the source, which is Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We exhale pressure in the name of the Lord. We exhale self-reliance. We exhale striving in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we receive divine supply in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now, Lord, where we have been running on fumes, Father, refill your people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Where we've been strong for everyone else, Father, be strength for us in Jesus' name. Where we've carried responsibility quietly, Father, meet us there in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare right now, Father, that your word says you give power to the faint, Father. So we don't hide weakness in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bring it to you in Jesus' name. For we understand, Father God, that in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Father, you've given us the grace, Father, and your grace is sufficient for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I declare, Father God, hallelujah. We bring you, Father, everything, Father, that makes us weary in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I say, Father, strengthen the weary places. Strengthen the overextended places. Strengthen, Father God, the hidden tiredness, Father, that we don't talk about in Jesus' name. I declare right now, Father, that you would breathe on our spiritual lives again. In Jesus' name, I declare, Father, let prayer feel alive again in Jesus' name. Let worship feel alive again in Jesus' name. Let faith feel steady again in the name of the Lord Jesus. We receive right now strength that outlives our feelings, that outlives our emotions in the name of the Lord Jesus, that outlives our imagination in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would give us strength, Father God, that remains, hallelujah, when motivation fluctuates in Jesus' name. Give us strength, Father, that carries assignments to completion in the name of the Lord. I pray right now, Father, for a release, God, hallelujah, of stamina, divine stamina in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray now, God, for emotional and mental strength in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now, hallelujah, that you would strengthen us emotionally. Strengthen us emotionally. Strengthen us in the realm of the soul. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray, hallelujah, where disappointment drained us, Father, I pray that you would restore your people in Jesus' name. I pray right now, Father, hallelujah, that where we've been processing silently, Father, let there be restoration in Jesus' name. Where we've been strong, hallelujah, externally but tired internally, Father, let there be restoration in Jesus' name. I pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, that you would stabilize emotions, God, remove heaviness in Jesus' name. Break cycles of mental overactivity in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that your word says you keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on you. And so, Father, we anchor our minds now in you, in Jesus' name. I pray right now, God, hallelujah, that you would silence mental noise in the name of Jesus. Silence internal arguments. Silence replayed conversation. I pray, Father, hallelujah, let peace settle our nervous systems in Jesus' name. Let rest enter our bodies in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let calm come to our thoughts in Jesus' name. We refuse right now to carry emotional exhaustion into these new spaces that you're pulling us in Jesus' name, into these new seasons, into these new works, Father, into these new connections in Jesus' name, into these new regions, Father, that you're calling us to. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, strengthen our inner world in Jesus' name. We pray protection of focus in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, hallelujah, that you would protect our focus, protect our focus, protect our alertness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Protect us now, our perception in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that even as Nehemiah said, Father God, I am doing a great work. I cannot come down from the wall. We declare we cannot come down from the wall. We cannot slouch over. We cannot afford, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, we cannot afford to fall. We cannot afford to slip through the cracks. We cannot afford to be distracted in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you would give us that grace in Jesus' name that you gave Nehemiah, grace to say no, grace to decline distractions, grace to recognize what is not assigned to us in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you would give us the momentum to guard our time wisely, to guard our energy wisely, to guard our attention wisely, to guard our strength wisely. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that you would protect us from, hallelujah, the things that are good, Father, but that are not God. Protect us, Father God, from emotional entanglements, emotional entanglements that drain purpose. I sense the Spirit of the Lord giving me to give you warning. Hallelujah. That some of us are entangled with some things and even some people that the enemy has orchestrated and sanctioned to distract us from the work. Entanglements with people, entanglements, it's not even just romantic relationships, but some of you are entangled with your family and entangled even with your children in the wrong way, and the enemy is using that to keep your focus from the work that God has bid you to do. But right now, we pray right now, hallelujah, Father, that you would give us protection from comparison, hallelujah, that steals joy, that steals momentum, that steals strength, that steals focus, that steals holy confidence, that steals intentionality on the work of the Father. Father, I pray, God, that you will let our yes be focused. Let our no be confident. Let our days be intentional, Father, in Jesus' name. I declare we will not come down. We will not come down. We will not come down. We won't come down from the wall. We won't come down from our focus. We won't come down from the summit in the name of the Lord Jesus. For your word has given us in Psalm 24 that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah, and everything that dwells in it, Father. And there was a question that posed that said, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Father, we want to ascend to the highest peak, hallelujah, of the mountain, hallelujah, of grace, of the mountain of momentum in Jesus' name. We want to ascend to the summit in the name of the Lord. We want to be able to apprehend, hallelujah, a winner's anointing, to apprehend the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. I declare right now, hallelujah, strength over you in the name of the Lord. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice, those of you who are here in real time and those of you who will hear the replay, I declare strength over you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I declare that this season, hallelujah, of almost quitting is breaking in Jesus' name. I declare that the weight that made you question yourself is lifting off in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare that you are not behind. You are being strengthened for longevity in Jesus' name. I declare right now that where your hands were weak in the name of the Lord Jesus, strength returns in Jesus' name. I declare that where your heart was tired, courage will return in Jesus' name. I declare that where your mind was scattered, clarity returns in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare that God is restoring capacity. God is restoring capacity. God is restoring capacity. God is restoring capacity. God is restoring momentum. God is restoring capacity. God is restoring momentum in Jesus' name. Momentum, 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 divine momentum, divine strength in Jesus' name. I declare that you will not drop what you prayed for in Jesus' name, not in this initiative, not before this initiative, and not after this initiative. You won't drop it in Jesus' name. You will not lose what God entrusted you to do in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare right now, fresh oil. I declare fresh oil, fresh wind. I declare right now, fresh fire in Jesus' name, fresh reinforcement in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you can for a moment, I just need you to open your lines and begin to water that by praying in the Spirit. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Let's water that seed. Come on, let's water that seed. Come on, put fire against the enemy. Put fire against fatigue. Put fire against wayward thinking of this assignment. We put fire to it now. Come on, pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we're here not in fear, hallelujah. We're here not in emotion, hallelujah. We're here in authority in Jesus' name. Father, your word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name, hallelujah. So we step into our spiritual position now, hallelujah, and we declare that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, hallelujah. We're not fighting for victory, hallelujah. We are enforcing the victory. Jesus already won, hallelujah. We put on the helmet of salvation, hallelujah. We put on, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation that guards our mind in Jesus' name, the breastplate of righteousness to guard, hallelujah, our hearts, hallelujah. We put on the belt of truth, Father, and we stand right now, hallelujah, and what is real and what is true in Jesus' name. We put on the shield of faith, Father. We extinguish every fiery dart of the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull out the sword of the Spirit, the word of truth in our mouths in Jesus' name as we pray, and we do not pray from a place of panic. We do not pray from a place of anxiety. We do not pray from a place of worryation. We pray from position in Jesus' name. We intercede from authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, align us under divine authority now in Jesus' name. We address resistance now that come against what you called us to build in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every unseen opposition, every spiritual interference, every invisible pressure, hallelujah, trying to weigh down the builders in Jesus' name. We command resistance to loose its grip now in Jesus' name. Where the enemy has tried to frustrate progress, we release right now breakthrough in Jesus' name. Where cycles of delay have formed, Father, we break them now in Jesus' name. Where discouragement has been sent, Father, to weaken our resolve in Jesus' name, we uproot it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare the work will move forward in the name of the Lord Jesus. No unseen force will choke what God has ordained in Jesus' name. And Father, we confront attacks in the mind. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Let every whisper of inadequacy, Father, fail now. In Jesus' name, every lie of the enemy that says we can't finish, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every internal accusation, we pull it down now. We pluck it from the root now in Jesus' name, and we silence the voice of the enemy. We tear down strongholds of fear. We tear down strongholds of doubt. We tear down strongholds of mental exhaustion in Jesus' name, and we declare clarity over confusion. We declare peace over pressure. We declare soundness over strain in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We say our minds will not be battlegrounds. They will not be battlegrounds. They will not be battlegrounds. They will be governed by peace. In the name of the Lord, Lord, we come against weariness sent to make us abandon assignments. We rebuke spiritual heaviness. We rebuke draining cycles. We rebuke patterns of burnout. We release, hallelujah, fresh wind. We release fresh oil. We release, Father God, new momentum in Jesus' name. We declare momentum in the realms of the Spirit. What was slow begins to move. What was blocked begins to open. What that felt heavy begins to lift. And we prophesy as a prophetic people progress in the Spirit and in the natural. Father, let the natural progress be prophetic symbolism of how inwardly we are deep in capacity. In Jesus' name, the works will not fall. It will not stall. The vision will not die. The builders will not quit. In Jesus' name. Karabando. So here is the instruction of the Lord. The Lord says, simplify your focus. The Lord says, streamline your life. He says, strengthen your daily altar. And he says, consistency will carry you through it. Finish small things, because completion has to build strength. Don't let the fall, the small things distract you in a way to make you feel like they're not that important. No, finish the small things, even loopholes, and what you're doing can cause leaks. You have a huge air mattress. that you're sleeping on, if it incurs a small hole, that air mattress is not going to sustain. So finish small things. Guard your morning, said the Lord. Early hours, it has to be strategic. We can't wake up right at 5 to get on the line. We need to wake up 4:30 to guard the atmosphere. And the Lord says, you will build without burning out. You will finish without collapsing. Your strength will match your assignment, says the Lord. And so, Father, we seal this. And we say, let this strength remain beyond this prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare that you people are fortified. I declare that you are guarded. I declare that you are strengthened. The enemy will not exhaust you out of destiny. You will build and not break. You will carry. You will not collapse. I declare that you will finish. You will not fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this new wave of strength. We thank you for this new wave of strength. We thank you, Father God, that we're building a mind to build. We're taking on a mind to build. We're taking on a mind to build. I hear the Lord say that some of you are going to redeem time in no time. He says you're going to redeem time in no time. If you've ever read this book of Nehemiah, what you're going to learn is that what should have taken them probably a lifetime, they're building a wall, a monumental stature that was ruined. They're building a legacy that probably should have took a lifetime. The Lord said, the Bible says, I'm sorry, which is the Lord, that they built that wall back up in 52 days. So the Lord says some of you are going to redeem time in no time. But there is a prerequisite. You've got to guard your focus. You've got to guard your focus. So we seal this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let this strength remain beyond this prayer. We receive sustainable endurance. We will build. We will finish. We will not quit. In the mighty and comfortable, miraculous name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. It is so, so shall it be. So be it. At this time, I'm going to, if Apostle Ava is on, I'm going to first yield way to her if she would have words. And then immediately following her, we're going to open for the prophets and apostles to release word if there's word from the Lord. And then if you have testimony, if you want something that you would like to share, have something you would like to share, you may go forward. I'll open the line of apostle. If you're on and you'd like to speak, the floor is yours.
Great grace to everybody on this morning. I'm so encouraged by this word and by the prayers of the saints, by the prayers that Prophet DeMarcus has led us in today, and just the direction that we are being led in on today. I pray that we hear what the Lord is saying, and we hear and see where the direction in which the Lord is taking us as builders. Our very theme for year three, next month we are moving in St. Miami, is in year three. My God, I am so grateful to the Lord that we are moving into another year, and we are builders and advancers of the kingdom of God. Let me change that. We are builders, and we're not building the kingdom of God. Let me just make that clear. But we are advancing the kingdom agenda in the earth. Amen. For one day we will translate, and one day there will be heaven, earth will have no, there won't be any, you know, line of demarcation between heaven and earth. There will be no dividing line. There won't be heavens like we have them now. This heaven will fade away. right, the sky above our head would fade away, and there will be no dividing light. There will be no second heavens. It will just be one. Oh, and we will still advance even in that time. Amen. We'll advance in a different way. Amen. But we will be with our King. And I'm so grateful on this morning for the Lord bringing us into an eternal perspective. We a lot of times, we worry about a lot of things that are earthbound, right? And understandably so, because we have families here and we have things that we have that we're responsible for. Amen. But even in those things, we have to have a heavenly perspective in order to really do what needs to be done for the earth while it remains. Amen. And while the people that are here in the earth are here, we got to have an eternal perspective in order for them to benefit from what the Lord is saying and doing through us. So I am strengthened on this morning from a strength that only comes from heaven. And I just pray that you all are as well, that this word hits you in every dimension on today. Amen. Because it surely has hit me as well. So I'm going to go ahead and relinquish this time for the prophets and the apostles to come. But I am so grateful to God for being God. And I'm so grateful for the people of God, for the saints on this morning that have come and congregated again here in this space to hear what their God is saying through this particular station, and that we're going to carry and we're going to continue to carry strongly the will of the Lord. God bless you, and more grace.
More grace. Thank you so much for charging us this morning, Apostle. You know, I tell my students, I had one young lady that came to me yesterday, and she was like, "Well, you know, Mr. Williams, I haven't been here because it's just been a lot going on, but I need to know what I need to do, and how much time is it going to take for me to graduate, and this, that, and the third." And I said to her, I said, "You know, this may sound crazy coming from me, but I want you to hear me when I say it. I want you to listen." I said, "You have to prioritize your life and what matters. You have to understand seasons and what the season is calling for. Because if you're not understanding what the season is calling for, you're going to focus your strength in areas that are going to take you away from what the season is calling for." And so I said to her, "So evaluate what you have going on right now. If everything that you have going on right now is more important than your education, then just do that. Don't even worry about your education." And she stretched her eyes. I said, "Yeah." I said, "Because that's essential to what you're doing. You're wasting time. And for what? You have no excuse. But if everything that you have going on is more important than that, then leave your education alone. But if your education is as important as you say it is, then you need to do what is necessary to focus on your education and let it be a priority." And so we want to take that same principle here. Understand what the season is calling for. Understand what the season is calling for. When you understand what it's calling for, then you focus your attention right on that assignment, and you're discerning to know when the enemy is using familiarity and familial situations to distract you, and you continue to be bold and continue to strive for excellence in the work of the Lord. Thank you again, Apostle Prophet Apostle Fash, and Prophet Deporia, and or Prophet Shinteria. If there's anything that the Lord has given you that you'd like to release on the line, the floor is yours.
Morning. I don't have anything.
Amen. Amen. I'm not sure if Prophet Laporian, Prophet Shanna on the line, but if you are and you have a word from the Lord.
Good morning. I don't have anything, but I agree with what has been watered upon us this morning through prayer. I agree with the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Before we relinquish, if there's anybody on the line, you may have a testimony. Remember, we are in a season where the Lord gave us that there will be notable testimonies every month, notable testimonies, and we're actually looking for testimonies even before tomorrow's date, which is January, or by tomorrow's date, which is January 31st. If you have a testimony or if you want to come forward just to share how you've been blessed by this prayer initiative, 60 for 60, you're more than welcome to come forth and share what the Lord has placed on your heart.
Well, I do want to say that today is Friday. I believe it was Wednesday. Something happened. I'm not going to get too much into the details of it, but I didn't even remember as it was happening in real time. Prophet DeMarcus had to remind me. He said, "Do you remember what the Lord said through you the other day?" And I really didn't know what he was talking about. You know, it was like, okay, which word? I'm not sure. He said, "You said that the Lord said that there will be people that will come back and apologize, things that you forgot, you know, or things that you're not even thinking about, that they're going to come back and apologize to you about." Mm-hmm. And that happened to me. It happened to me where my own mother came and apologized to me. 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to wind down from the day. And it was a moment that I'll never forget. It was a moment that I think, you know, as I thought about it more and more, I think both of us need it. And that's a notable testimony. Yeah. Me and my mother had a very, very strained relationship for many years. And it is nobody but God that we are in the relationship that we are in right now. We are very, very close. And I thank God for that. But that's a notable testimony that the word of the Lord that God spoke through me came to me. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm just grateful. And I wanted to testify about that.
Amen. Amen. I want to agree that is definitely a notable testimony, because even as the Lord gave it to Apostle Ava to release that day, he said, if I remember correctly, you know, these are certain things that will be buried deep. You know, you may not even remember what the person is talking about or what they're apologizing for, or it may not come to your mind until that person come to you. But we want to thank God that he is faithful and he is a keeper of his word. If we trust, if we obey, and if we continue to just do what he tells us to do, he is going to make himself known in the ways that he promised. And so I'm so grateful that that happened to you. And I'm just looking forward to more testimonies of people coming back and say that I got an apology from this person, I got an apology from that person, I don't even remember, or I didn't even remember, and so on and so forth. So we thank you so much. Anybody else have a testimony or you want to comment before we release the line this morning? You may do so. Glory to God. We don't want to omit anyone. Okay. All right, well, we will be back here on the same line at 12 noon. Hey, I want you to share the wealth, you know, share the flyer. If you haven't seen it, please let us know. We can get it to you. Share it by word of mouth. Send a text message, send an email, send a DM, however you do it. Make a phone call. Say, hey, Sent Miami has this initiative going on. They are praying for 60 minutes for 60 days. And you've got to get on this. There is word release. There is prophetic word. There is power-packed intercession. There is unity. And there are notable testimonies. Tell somebody. We're going to be right back here at 12 noon. And remember, if you would like the recording or you need to review a replay of the recordings concerning this initiative since the time we started and now, you can go to our website, which is, oh, y'all help me, sentmiami.com, right? Sentmiami.com. And you can go on and you can pull up the replay from the previous days. Now, you have to give whatever is in real time, give it about 24 hours to be uploaded. Like this recording here, it's going to take about 24 hours to be uploaded. But go ahead and get refreshed. There may be a prayer or a word that was released, a prophetic word or a taught word that was released that you may need in your hearing. You may need to replay it over and over again to give you the momentum that you're going to need for this next phase. I love each and every one of you all. And until we meet again at 12 p.m., more grace, kingdom blessings to you.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.